First, before we deepen on the conversation, ask Benjamin. Would you like to comment on how you see these two presentations fit into your ideas of the new role of the mayors and the cities?
Thank you. One of the problems always with these conferences.
Global Cities, 19th Conversations of Karlsruhe in the 300th anniversary year of Karlsruhe. The nation states failed. Whether climate change or democracy or debt crisis. According to Benjamin R. Barber, every country will founder on nearly all of the problems of the 21st century. International political organizations did not manage to put societies on track of democracy, says Professor Benjamin Barber in his ceremonial address at the 19th Conversations of Karlsruhe, which started on 27th February. The solution for a functioning democracy is the active citizenry. Civic commitment and civic organizations in cities of different ethnic groups and cultures should be part of a global democracy, especially since cities always have been and still are a junction for cultural exchange, international action and immigration. The active supporters of the international exchange in cities are the inhabitants of the mixed communities and municipalities. Making an effort against the interests of international banks and concerns in the community, neighborhood and municipality and in the town. But this thesis introduces many questions. How shall global cities be controlled by the neighborhood and the community when they are the target of the international capital? In conversations about the subject global democracies with experts from the Netherlands, Great Britain, the USA, Egypt and Turkey, the participants examined some of these questions and analyzed statements of the speakers. Professor Caroline Y. Robertson from Trotta is the initiator of the Conversations of Karlsruhe and the Center for Applied Cultural Science and Studium Generale Institut for Technology of Karlsruhe is the organizer. The 19th Conversations of Karlsruhe, from 27th February to 1st March.
Press conference that announces the founding of the Global Mayors Parliament, and the mayors will be there, the organizers will be there, the groups that we're partnering with will be there. It's a major press conference. There should be people like you, many people answering questions and explaining. In October, it will be in London and then Bristol that the first two sittings of the parliament will take place. Mm-hmm. So we go to the city where it's going to happen. Community organizing, block associations, education, all parts of civil society. Voting is only the one little piece of citizenship. Too many people think if you vote, you're a good citizen. But being a citizen is to be engaged. Engagierte Bürgerschaft is what the German phrase is. So the idea to do good things. When cities act together, they can take actions more powerful and effective than when they act alone. And I'll give you an example. Hamburg right now has IDs, citizen IDs, urban visas that they give to people without Schengen visas. That's a great thing. But imagine now that Hamburg is the only city that does that in Germany. immigrants from all over Germany go to Hamburg. They overwhelm Hamburg, and Hamburg can't handle it. So Hamburg has to work with other German cities and cities in France and Italy and Spain and Poland so that cities everywhere do that, in which case, working together, they can really deal with the immigrants, whereas if only one city or another city does it, can't work. Same with climate change. Hamburg has windmills, turbines, inside the city. But every city in Europe needs to do that because the impact on climate change and on carbon emissions, on greenhouse gases, is a consequence of all cities working together.
I think we might want to talk a little bit about verticality and what that means. We know in China we have...
Παγκόσμιες πόλεις. 19 συνομιλίες της Καλτσρούη στην χρονιά της 30ης επέτειου της Καλτσρούη. Τα εθνικά κράτη απέτυχαν στην κλιματολογική αλλαγή, την δημοκρατία ή και την κρίση χρέους. Κατά την γνώμη του Benjamin A. Baba, οι χώρες θα αποτύχουν σε σχεδόν όλα τα προβλήματα του 21ου αιώνα. Διεθνές πολιτικές διοργανώσεις δεν κατάφεραν να φέρουν κοινωνίες σε δημοκρατική πορεία, λέει ο Προφέσο Benjamin Baba στην εορταστική ομιλία του της 19ης συνομιλίας της Καλτσρούη, που ξεκίνησαν στις 27 Φεβρουαρίου. Η λύση για μια δημοκρατία που λειτουργεί είναι οι δραστήριοι πολίτες, δραστηριότητα και οργανώσεις των πολιτών σε πόλεις διαφορετικών έθνων και πολιτισμών πρέπει να είναι μέρος της παγκόσμιας δημοκρατίας, μιας και οι πόλεις ήταν πάντα και συνεχίζουν να είναι κόμβοι πολιτιστικών ανταλλαγών, διεθνών δράσεων και μετανάστευσης. Οι δραστήριοι ενισχυτές της διεθνές ανταλλαγής σε πόλεις είναι οι κάτοικοι των μεικτών κοινοτήτων. Η στράτευση κατά τα συμφέροντα των παγκοσμίων τραπεζών και ομίλων επιχειρήσεων στην κοινότητα, την γειτονιά και την πόλη. Αυτή η θέση όμως θέτει πολλές ερωτήσεις. Η γειτονιά και η κοινότητα πώς να ελέγχει τις παγκόσμιες πόλεις, εάν αυτές είναι ο στόχος του διεθνές κεφαλαίου? Σε συζητήσεις γύρω από το θέμα Global Democracy Cities με ομιλητές από τις κάτω χώρες, την Μεγάλη Βρετανία, τον ΗΠΑ, της Αιγύπτου και της Τουρκίας, οι συμμετέχοντες συζήτησαν μερικά από αυτά τα ερωτήματα και εξέτασαν λεπτομερέστατα δηλώσεις των ομιλητών. Η καθηγήτρια Καρολίν Ρόμπατσεν φον Τρούτα είναι η πρωτεργάτρια των 19ων συνομιλιών της Καλτσρούη και το Κέντρο για Εφαρμοσμένη Πολιτισμολογία και Studium Generale, Ινστιτούτο Τεχνολογίας της Καλτσρούη, είναι ο διοργανωτής. 19ης συνομιλίες της Καλτσρούη. Από τις 27 Φεβρουαρίου έως τις 1η Μαρτίου το
2015. Most people who live in London have not been born in London. And a very large proportion have, in fact, got homes in other parts of the world. And the number of communities in London is enormous. I remember lecturing in Munich in the 1990s, and I said in my lectures, well, my local school, where I live, has 55 languages in it. 55 languages spoken by children in the school. This was in the 1990s, and the reaction of my audience was just horror. But that is normal in London. This is normal in London, and of course, the relations between those people living in London and the rest of the world is intimate. They travel back and forth all the time. They remit money to each other all the time. So the global interdependency of London is, as it were, built into its population structure. So there's no problem.
The extraordinary spirit.
Civic commitment, civic platforms for the implementation of the own interests in the city. It sounds useful, but in spite of organized citizens' movements and initiatives, politics and business always, or almost always, gain the upper hand. It is worth the effort not to stop to campaign oneself. Politics need us people to succeed. To build a parliament of 120 mayors from many countries is a nice idea, but more exchange of ideas between the cities is required, not on behalf of the international capital, but on behalf of the inhabitants of those cities. Professor Benjamin Barber from the USA plans the institution of the first conference of such a parliament in London in October 2015.
In American cities, in European cities, in Chinese cities, in African cities already feel they are not fully included as citizens. In their cities, they are seen as foreigners, seen as people with alien cultures, alien religions, and in many, many cities, immigrants feel they don't really belong and they are not really included by the regular citizens and the regular politics of the city. So there's already a great deal of resentment, and part of that resentment has been expressed, we've seen, in tacit support for terrorism, for violence, and so on. Very few people commit violence many parts of the world.
A lot of migrants, for instance in Berlin where I am living, who has the refugee status since 20 years. They are Berlin citizens, and with this status they cannot find a job, they cannot find anything.
That's correct. So the problem is they have to have a more inclusive form of citizenship, and the city has to find ways to include them in the workforce, include them, their children in the schools, give them access to hospitals, give them access to licenses, driving licenses.
And who has to be interested to give citizens more rights? Who can be interested in it?
The citizens themselves, obviously, the citizens of Berlin and the governments they elect. If the government doesn't do it, it's because the people who elect the government don't care.
Δραστηριότητα και κοινή βάση των πολιτών για την επικράτηση των δικών τους ενδιαφερόντων στην πόλη. Ακούγεται σκόπιμο, αλλά παρά κινημάτων για πολιτικά δικαιώματα και πρωτοβουλίων, η πολιτική ή το εμπόριο πάντα ή σχεδόν πάντα αποκτάνει υπεροχή. Αξίζει όμως να μην σταματήσει κανείς να στρατεύεται. Η πολιτική χρειάζεται εμάς τους ανθρώπους για την εφαρμογή των σχεδίων της. Ένα κοινοβούλιο από 120 δημάρχους από πολλές χώρες είναι μια ωραία ιδέα. Πιο πολλή ανταλλαγή μεταξύ των πόλεων ζητείται, όχι προς το ενδιαφέρον του διεθνές κεφαλαίου, αλλά προς το ενδιαφέρον των κατοίκων αυτών των πόλεων. Τον Οκτώβριο του 2015, ο καθηγητής Benjamin Barber από τις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες Αμερικής σχεδιάζει την έναρξη της πρώτης συνεδρίασης ενός τέτοιου κοινοβουλίου στο Λονδίνο. People search for subsistence in cities. They do not stay in a neighborhood for a long time and do not feel as connected to it as they did about 20 years ago. Professor Saskia Sassen, a U.S.-American sociologist and economist, believes that the neighborhood in constantly growing towns is endangered. That is why it must become visible. The fact is that citizens in mixed ethnic municipalities and neighborhoods are part of this globalization. Giving them a voice so that culture and tradition can become visible is today even more important, says Professor Saskia Sassen. It stays a challenge for the citizen to cope with the interests of the big politics and industry. Still, the visions of an international active citizenry in the global economy must not stay visions in view of the social dissatisfaction and cultural conflicts that are facts in many of our cities.
In my free time, I like to draw and I like to chill. And, well, I'm interested in feminism. Uh-huh. And, well, I'm obviously a little bit interested in politics, but I'm less interested in, like, the rules and stuff that are made, and more interested in how it affects people and how people think about it.
About feminism.
Yeah, or just generally about, like, issues and topics.
Mm-hmm. And why feminism?
Why feminism? Because, well, because obviously equality hasn't, like, there's no gender equality yet, and I think that there's terrible things happening in the world that can be combated through feminism, and I think it's very important to fight for your rights, and I'm a girl, so I fight for girls' rights.
Mm-hmm. And how do you fight? How do you fight?
How do I fight? Well, currently I'm just in, like, I'm informing myself, and I'm obviously, like, when my friends say things that are very sexist, I do correct them. And, and I mean, yeah, just generally, like, trying to spread the message and even use social media, like Tumblr, to spread the message, I guess.
I'm quite interested in politics and especially the Syrian war, since I'm from Syria. And, well, my parents talk about it quite a lot, so that's how I know a lot about it. And we contribute a lot to Syrian refugees.
I don't really know much about politics, but I guess being open-minded. I think, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but...
Okay, I'm also not very much into politics, and I don't really do anything in my free time to help others. But I inform myself about the problems in the world, and I'd love to get involved someday.